The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the Paracast, I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Stan Gordon, UFO investigator, paranormal investigator, pointing out here that if you ever believe that people no longer see UFOs, no longer chase UFOs, no longer have incredible encounters, well, they do. You mentioned another case there where another UFO had lettering on it in recent years.
I think the one I just mentioned was the one over the Bloomfield area of Pittsburgh with the big metallic saucer-shaped object was hovering, and he could actually, he said it was like triangular markings on, I believe is what I wanted to say.
Triangular markings.
Right. I believe they were like triangles, like an insignia in the form of triangles, I believe he said. And I had to go back through that report. It's been a while since I looked at it, but it's on my website.
Okay.
And another really interesting UFO case, probably one of the best I've had in years. It was one of those cases we used to hear about in the classic reports back in the 50s and 60s. But this just happened June 1st of last year on a major highway. This is Route 30 East, 25 miles or so from Pittsburgh here in Westmoreland County. A little bit after 10 o'clock at night, a woman who didn't believe in UFOs until this experience and a three-year-old child, they're coming out of a convenience store. They're making a left on Route 30 eastbound. And as she's riding down the road, she suddenly has to almost stop in the middle of Route 30. There's this huge object about 60 feet above the roadway, about 55 feet long, taking up all four lanes of the highway. It's a big metallic rectangular object. It's making absolutely no sound. The lighting configuration, which she went into great detail, completely unlike any type of normal navigational lighting. Her little three-year-old child yells, "Mommy! Flying iPad in the sky," and she has to pass underneath this thing to go home. When she passes underneath the object, the electronics and the dash of her car all goes out. Her clock goes out. Her FM radio station she was listening to goes off the air. She was talking on the cell phone. She lost her cell phone signal. She tried to take a picture with her iPhone. It wouldn't let her go into the photo mode. And when she went down the road, all the electronics came back on. So it was a very detailed case. I spent a lot of time on it. That person became a UFO believer. She realized she saw something she had no explanation for. We're getting more reports of these large rectangular or box-shaped objects in recent years and, in fact, in recent months. Earlier this year, I was getting daylight reports of huge black rectangular objects right over the treetops down in what we call the Mon Valley area outside of Pittsburgh.
Well, now, do the authorities have any comments about these various cases? Any responses at all, or do they just ignore them?
Well, you know, things are a lot different today because most of these people anymore, you know, now that we have the Internet, a lot of people don't call the authorities like they used to back in the 70s and 80s. A lot of them contact me directly, and their first request is, please don't use my name. So there's probably 95% of the reports that I hear about, except what you see on my website, and not all reports are on there, a guy just been backed up, are not publicly known. Quite often, I'll find witnesses days, weeks, or months later, other witnesses will independently contact me and confirm the same reports from the same general area, which is what I had with one of those reports of the black triangle that was seen that particular afternoon. And so the authorities in many, many cases don't get involved very often. Now, a lot of times when you'll get an article in the paper locally when a mass sighting will occur, and that generally is attributed to if you have a big, bright fireball meteor come over and a lot of people call in, that's one thing. But to see a large cigar-shaped object, a big triangle object hovering over the roadway, very rarely does that make the news like it used to many years ago.
So it's a normal event?
Excuse me?
So it's a normal event?
Well, the meteor would be a normal event, and that's what quite often makes the papers. But a lot of people see very strange reports to reluctant frame publicity, so very rarely does it ever get into the news.
Okay, so everybody has an iPhone or a Samsung phone nowadays. Hundreds of millions around the world. Yet, when we do see photos of alleged UFOs, it's just lights in the sky, indistinct. As if we're seeing these big rectangles and cigar-shaped craft, where are the photos?
And, you know, I've asked that question for years, and there are photos. I mean, I get pictures in here pretty often. We get photos and videos, and one of my associates is pretty good at doing analysis on them, and so we look at them. But you're right. Many of them are not very clear. The problem is a lot of these are night sightings, and the digital cameras are not designed to take detailed photos of something high in the sky at night, especially when they're moving these things a little bit. You get a lot of motion problems with them, so it's really hard to determine in some cases what people are seeing. But on occasion, we get lucky. Back, I believe it was 2007, in a little town near Youngwood, Pennsylvania, three people were riding down the road when they see this very large diamond-shaped object right over the treetops, very large object, very detailed, and the woman luckily had just bought a new cell phone camera, and she had a night mode shot on it, and she got one very good picture of this thing before it just suddenly vanished in front of her eyes. So there was a really good detailed picture there, and in fact, it's in my Really Mysterious Pennsylvania book. There's a photograph of it. But on occasion, that happened. The other strange part of this is the fact that I just talked to you about the woman tried to take a picture of the rectangular object, but it would not, for whatever reason, she couldn't get into the camera mode. It wouldn't function properly. I've heard those reports for years from witnesses both with Bigfoot and UFOs, and I believe it was a couple days before that incident on June 1st that a man from Virginia contacted me and told me where he was in a large vehicle, a large truck, and this very large triangular object hovered nearby. He had a brand new, I don't know, it was a camera or a cell phone with a camera function in it. He tried several different times to aim that camera and get photographs, and every time he aimed, the camera would not function. So we hear these things every once in a while. So that happens as well. But what most commonly turns up is this. And this guy who had the Thunderbird sighting the other day says, you know what? He said, I had my phone. I could have taken a picture of this thing, but it only lasts for 20 seconds. He said, I was so shocked to see what I saw that I didn't even think about it until afterwards. And that is very common. So many witnesses who encounter a Bigfoot or a UFO or other phenomena, they're so shocked, not prepared to see what they're about to see. Most never believe these things until they had their observation. They're so shocked. And then afterwards they thought, I can't believe I didn't take a picture. That's very common.
Now, just to let listeners know, if you have an iPhone with iOS 7 or later, and 90% of those with iPhones have them, they have a camera icon on the lock screen. So if you tap the lock screen's camera icon, you should be able to bring up the camera to take a fast photo. This is just give you a possibility here that this way, if you see something strange, you'll be able to capture a photo. But then you have to hold it and aim it. It's not like you instantaneously get a picture. As you say, you have to remember to take the thing out of your pocket or purse, tap the lock screen, tap the camera icon, focus. You know, a UFO may be out of range by then. Or you'll be so startled that you'll never capture the picture. But you understand, Stan, where the skeptics are going to continue to say that there are no UFOs, because if they were UFOs with all the cameras around, we'd get compelling movies and still pictures. Of course, at night, it's going to be lights in the sky no matter what you do.
Exactly. And so we do see them occasionally, and there's some decent pictures out there. Like I said, I've gotten quite a lot of photos and videos in. Some of them show something interesting, but not enough to prove anything, and it's just how it is today. You know, again, I'm on the position where I have never seen one personally. I've interviewed thousands of people. I've seen and gathered lots of interesting evidence over the years. I'm convinced from the data that I've gathered over so many years and working with a lot of scientific people who are very skeptical and then became believers themselves, that there's phenomena out there we don't have explanations for. But once again, I've never seen one myself.
I notice you're very cautious about saying whether it's ET, interdimensional, or something else. And I think that's a lot better than what some people do, which is to assume things, assume answers without evidence. The evidence being strange things are happening we have to go from there. I have a lot more to ask you in our next couple of segments here. Stan Gordon joins us because you're in the Paracast. Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Stan Gordon joining us in the Paracast. They have the Kecksburg UFO Festival coming this weekend, probably when you hear this show. Tell us briefly about the event before we go on.
Well, you know, Kecksburg is not Roswell. It's a very small rural community, and it's an event. This is the ninth annual, what they call Old Fashioned and UFO Festival. And, of course, this is the 49th year commemorating the UFO incident that happened coming up December 9th. Of course, some of the Keksberg firemen were involved that night in some of the activities, helping to close the roads down around the impact area, helping with traffic control, helping the state police. So there were some that remember the case well, people who had relatives or friends involved that night. But anyhow, the community are having this event. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. They have many, many unique events that you won't find at other type of festivals. They do different things, and they have what they do, like a what they call a bucket brigade and a hay bale toss and a bed race. And they have their famous Smoke in the Valley burnout contest. They'll have their out-of-this-world hot dog eating contest Sunday afternoon, which is right before the free UFO and Bigfoot conference, which we generally get hundreds and hundreds of people come in for this. And we've had people came in last year, I believe, from as far away as Canada and other parts of the country. So it's a real fun event. We have a parade Saturday at 2 o'clock, and they give awards for, like, the best UFO entry, best UFO costume, best UFO pet costume, best UFO motorcycle. And they just have a lot of fun with it. But we also have a display from area and statewide researchers, paranormal researchers, UFO Bigfoot researchers. They have displays and people there you can talk to about your experiences. They have a lot of really good food and a lot of fun events. And so if you're in the Keksberg area, you can get on my website, stangordon.info. There's the information on there. A number you can call for information is 724-423-9540. And so the event technically starts Friday night. After 6 o'clock, well, they have vendors there, and all the food is half off in the area.
This show is going to be on the last day.
Right. So. The conference is Sunday afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have all the displays set up.
All right. Keksberg UFO Festival. So if you're hearing the show on Sunday morning, and you're in and around that particular part of Pennsylvania, hey, it might be a fun outing to see what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Sure. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions that may not be so quick in the response. And that is, we discussed earlier about the possibility or lack thereof that the Keksberg UFO was a government test aircraft. And there have been stories over the years, particularly in the early days of UFO research, the late 40s, 50s, etc., of a high degree of government involvement, maybe because there were test aircraft that were mistaken for UFOs. So have you seen evidence of government involvement in any of the things you do? We can start with Keksberg because they supposedly took the craft away in a flatbed truck.
Okay, so I didn't get the whole thing clearly. Are you asking me, have I seen cases where the government has an interest in UFO events, UFO incidents?
Any government involvement, whatever. Of course, we start with Keksberg. Obvious government involvement.
Yeah. I can tell you over the years that there have been a number of cases of both UFOs and Bigfoot, which suggested that the government had an interest in some of the cases I was involved with. This goes back to, of course, starts with Keksberg, but the events of 1973, which I get involved in when I wrote my Silent Invasion book, it gets into that. There was some interest from the government representatives of our investigation, what was going on. But there was also some very odd cases, which might fall into the Men in Black category, that happened with some cases as well. One of the most interesting case, and probably the classic case of all time, it's a long case, I think I may have talked about it before, it happened during that event on October 25th, 1973, back in Fayette County again. I talked about that area. This was an incident where that 24-hour period, there were a lot of UFO reports coming in from around the state on my hotline. But I got a call about 10:30 that night from a state trooper from the Uniontown Barracks. He had just come back from investigating this multiple witness UFO landing and two Bigfoot creatures in the field at the same time. This case gets very involved, very bizarre. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but the basics is that about 15 people observed this barn-sized red sphere about 100 feet off the ground dropping towards the pasture. All these people seen around this area. The farmer's son was out there at the time coming down the farm lane to visit his dad at his dad's farm where this was taking place. He saw it. He goes to another neighbor's home to get a different vantage point, sees this thing dropping. He and two young boys decide they're going to go up to see what's going on. He runs over to his dad's farm, grabs a .30-06 and a handful of ammo. And that ammo was live ammo and a couple tracers that are just like flares. They just give you a flash of light. Anyhow, as we're getting closer towards the pasture, in the distance, dogs are going crazy. They hear this high-pitched whining sound, like a baby crying sound. They get up to the top of the pasture, and they're pretty amazed at what they're seeing. Here, this object now is on the ground or right above it, about 250 feet away. Now it's a bright white dome with a flat bottom towards the ground. So it's like a half of a sphere, and it's about 100 feet or so in diameter. It's lighting up the whole area, making this high-pitched whining sound. They're standing there in amazement. They just can't figure out what this thing is. But as they're watching it, their attention goes towards the barbed wire fence about 75 feet away, because along that fence are these two tall figures that are slowly walking in their direction. The posts are like 6 feet tall. The one in front, this thing has to be at least 8 feet tall. The other one's about 7 feet tall. Well, they're looking at these things, trying to figure out what they are, and their first thought is they got to be bear. You know, bears are rarely seen around the area, but they've been seen. But they realize these things are bipedal. They're very tall. They have very long arms hanging down almost to the ground. They're cut with long, dark hair, matted hair is hanging down from the body and from the arms. They have glowing green eyes. They're making this baby crying sound, and they can't believe what they're seeing. So as these things are slowly walking towards them, one of the boys starts yelling, shoot them, shoot them. And the one kid takes off out of the field. He's so scared. Finally, the guy fires a tracer, see if this got that glare, that trail. And then he fires the second tracer. So when he fires that second tracer, the largest of the two creature reaches out its hand and makes this loud, crying, whining sound and reaches out as though to grab at that tracer. And the exact moment it does that, the object in the field vanishes and disappears. It doesn't take off. It's just gone. And all that bright illumination disappears. The object's gone. Everything is gone.
You know, I understand this is really weird, but I'm getting back to government involvement, which was the original question.
Okay.
Which is, what evidence do we see, especially in the early days of the UFO field, of government involvement, government disinformation, government possibly manipulating events to make it seem, and we'll have you answer this question in our next segment, make it seem as if UFOs are being seen, but no, that's not what happened. And I will mention a book that you may not have heard about, The Rosetta Deception from James Carrion, a former director of MUFON that we discussed last week, and you might want to check out that book to see what I'm talking about. And I'd like to get your insight into what the government may have done to impact the UFO mystery. We have Stan Gordon joining us. You're in the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Stan Gordon is here. Of course, they have the Kecksburg UFO Festival this weekend. So if you're listening to the show on the Sunday morning, you're in southwest Pennsylvania, want to check it out, have an outing, that's the way to go. So, okay, government involvement, disinformation, manipulating events, stuff like that.
Okay.
Stan, let's focus strictly on that.
Okay. Well, the reason I was giving the background on the case is to bring in where may have been the military interested in that case. So what happened is we spent a lot of time on that investigation. What we didn't know till years later, because we kept in touch with the witness, spent a lot of time at the time during it happened, but over the years we kept going back. We never hypnotized him. There was some odd things that happened later on during the case we won't have time to get into. Anyhow, when we did a follow-up years later, and we considered doing hypnosis, he said to us, my associate and I, why do you want to hypnotize me again? And we said, what are you talking about? And he goes on to tell us that about a week after it happened, two men came, one in an Air Force uniform, one in a suit. The one guy had a briefcase. He always thought they were part of my research group. Anyhow, out of that briefcase, they pulled photographs of both UFOs and Bigfoot. And they wanted him to show what pictures of both the Bigfoot and UFOs looked similar to what he saw. But they also apparently hypnotized him at the time. And he never heard from him after that. We try to do investigation research and try to find out who these people were. And of course, it was 1973 and the Air Force had already been out of UFO research officially since 1970. So we don't know. But that's just one of a number of incidents over the years which showed a possibility that there was some government interest. I don't have any cases I can think of off the top of my head where the military came in and tried to manipulate, as you're talking about, but I had cases where there was some possible government interest in some of my events.
So do you think at all, then, that maybe the government has caused UFO reports by simply taking conventional events and manipulating the publicity?
Oh, I would say historically we've heard these things. I'm not saying necessarily case I work with in Pennsylvania, but we've heard incidents from around the country, that I have not got deeply involved in, which suggests that the CIA and others may have been involved in something along that line years ago. But I keep that open to the possibility with some of the events, especially in the early days of the 40s and the 50s.
The reason I mention that is, for example, the first head of the CIA, Rear Admiral R.H. Hillencotter, joined the board of directors, they call them board of governors at the time, of NICAP, Major Kehoe's organization. Now, understand that Kehoe and Hillencotter were friends. They were classmates at the Naval Academy like 40 years previously. But didn't that at all, if you were familiar with NICAP at the time, give you pause to wonder?
Oh, sure. I would believe so. Yeah, you know, you heard some of the stories going back to the APRO days, the NICAP days. So you have to wonder if there was something like that going on with some of those cases.
All right, but what do you think? Do you think maybe the things that we think are UFOs were really government events?
Well, you know, people have asked me, especially with all these reports, these big triangular objects that keep appearing, and I've had reports on them in Pennsylvania since the 1970s. And my feeling is a lot of these sightings are occurring, again, over populated areas, some in daylight, some at very close range, some where these things are hovering 50, 60 feet above people. My feeling is that the government is not going to be using some type of experimental aircraft on a recurring basis over populated areas when they have hundreds of miles of restricted airspace in other parts of the country to do this. It just doesn't make sense that they would be doing that.
Or maybe to misdirect attention from what's really going on.
Well, of course, all kinds of theories out there, and of course, we don't know. All we can tell you is there's a lot of reports that have gone on for years and years here in Pennsylvania, seen by many people over populated areas that are very, very strange and unusual. We had a massive sighting of a very large, maybe more than one object, back in February of 92 over Williamsport, Pennsylvania. There were multitudes of eyewitnesses. It was making local papers down there for days. I mean, this thing was making a tremendous noise where a lot of UFOs are quiet, sometimes are very noisy, and people were running outside to see what was rattling the windows to see this huge metallic thing 250 feet or so off the ground. It's moving so slow that people are walking underneath it, keeping up with it. And there was a very detailed investigation. I mean, we had involvement at the time, I remember, with the Air Force, I think the Navy, the FAA, and nobody could figure out what this thing was, where it came from, where did it go. I had police officers who saw it. I had people who were former military people who lived on Air Force bases who saw this thing. And they said it was unlike anything they had ever seen. One person said it was much bigger in size than the C-5A Galaxy, which was one of our hugest aircraft. So these things keep going on.
And they never stop. Now, you mentioned there were quite a few sightings in the last couple of years, and we see them on your site. If you check your site, we'll see a lot of things happening, a lot of these events that are described. And for our listeners, if you go to stangordon.info, you'll check out his blog, and you'll find all of these reports. Do you see more sightings in the last few years than in previous years? And the reason I mention that is because that's what it seems from MUFON's reports, the MUFON Journal, that 2012, 13, possibly part of 14, a lot of things going on.
Well, I would say this, and again, I can't tell exactly what years after I've lost track after doing this for so long, but the 70s were extremely busy. The 80s were very, very busy, and there were some specific years that you had more cases than others. And reports come in steadily all year round, year after year. And you're getting a lot of reports, but because you're getting a lot of UFO reports, that doesn't necessarily mean they're unexplainable reports. Because, for example, around the holidays now, you can always depend on the fact that we're going to get a lot of Chinese lantern sightings and people launching them. So you get multitudes of reports on Chinese lanterns. Well, they're UFO reports, but you can explain them. And then, you know, in the last few years, we've had several very large fireball meteors, bolides, come in over different parts of the country. Some which penetrate into Pennsylvania. Well, when you have that kind of event, you have a multiple witness report from many people seeing this fiery object going across the sky, but there's an explanation. So you may be getting a lot of reports. I haven't seen any statistics, but how many remain unexplained is another thing. One thing a lot of people are not aware of, and I started looking at this back in the 60s, but I'm seeing, I would say, a little bit more activity in this aspect of UFOs in the last several years, is that there's this particular area dealing with these small objects that a lot of people are not even aware of. They range anywhere from a few inches to about a foot in diameter, generally spherical. And I've had incidents where these things have entered people's homes and their cars when the windows were down. We had a really interesting case, July 2012, beautiful afternoon, near State College, Pennsylvania, Interstate 80. Fellas riding down the road in this big truck, night, beautiful afternoon, windows are down. Notice it's a small sphere, about as big as a tennis ball, pacing his truck. And the passenger side window, this sphere enters into his cab, into his truck. It floats all around. It floats right up to his leg. It backs off. It's floating around, and it just goes right out through the bed of the truck. There was another case one of my associates, Jim Brown, worked on down on the West Virginia-PA border, I believe within the last year. I can't remember exactly what date. And two men were out in the country, and they saw this light behind their house. They live out in the country, and they thought it was a burglar that had grabbed their gun, came around the side of the house, and this thing's only about 6 feet off the ground, and it's a small, solid sphere of light, and when they aimed their light at it, it shot straight up to the sky and disappeared. So these little spheres, these little, what I call mini UFOs, they're very interesting. I've had numerous reports of them over the years. It seems like I'm getting more reports of them in the last several years, but it's something a lot of people don't seem to be aware of.
But you're right in the thick of it over there. In our next segment and final segment of this episode of the PowerCast, I want to ask Stan Gordon to kind of sum things up. Does he think the government knows the secret, or are they just as mystified as we are? What about things like the disclosure movement that we hear from time to time, where people demand via petition or otherwise that we disclose the truth about UFOs and we face it, whether they're space brothers, space alien invaders, or something else, who knows? We have Stan Gordon, longtime paranormal researcher from Pennsylvania. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is
big.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Stan Gordon for one more segment, exploring the torrent of UFO sightings and other paranormal events in Pennsylvania. As you see, he's got a wealth of them. All sorts of cases through the years, close encounters, distant encounters, Thunderbirds, Bigfoot, everything. Let's put it all together, Stan, for this final segment. Okay, there are people demanding out there disclosure, that the government reveal what it knows. Do you think the governments really know anything?
Well, here's what I've gotten over the years from different people, people who have been in the military. My feeling is this. I've seen indications that the government, maybe at various levels, has an interest both with UFOs and even Bigfoot. And in regards to UFOs and Bigfoot, I think, let's say UFOs first, they're very much aware of the phenomena. They take it very seriously. But my feeling is that whatever we're dealing with, they do not have control over it. It's an international phenomena. They don't have all the answers themselves. I think they're as mystified about it as anybody. I think they know a lot more than telling the public. They don't have all the answers as to what's going on. And I think that they have a very big interest in Bigfoot, for what I've come across from different researchers and some of the cases I've had in Pennsylvania. I believe they have an interest in Bigfoot, and they're trying to figure out what the phenomena is all about. And I've just got the feeling that they're interested in some of the kind of events that we've shown where these things appear to have both a physical and a non-physical aspect to them. Again, for a better term, some interdimensional. I think that they may have an interest in this themselves and are trying to find out what it is that's behind this phenomena.
And because it's unknown, they won't reveal anything. Is that your position?
Well, I think they're in a position where they're not in control of what's happening, and they don't have all the answers themselves. And they're probably very reluctant or unable to come out with this because they're just in a position where they're not in control of what's going on.
Okay, so you don't believe, for example, the claims by some that the government knows what's happening behind the scenes. Maybe they have the final evidence from Roswell, Kecksburg, or whatever, and maybe even they're in communication with aliens. You don't believe any of that?
Well, I keep an open mind of possibility, but I think, once again, they might be aware that there's, as myself, that there's more than one origin to the unknown category. Maybe they know that there is a certain percentage that might be extraterrestrial, but they might also be aware that we're dealing with other phenomena that is involved in these cases, but they don't know what it is themselves. And it might be much stranger than just an interdimensional, or rather just an extraterrestrial origin.
At the same time, we see, of course, more and more information about the discovery of possible Goldilocks or M-type planets that may harbor life around the galaxy. Now, some think this is a gradual way for the government to make people comfortable with the possibility that we're being visited and then pave the way for some revelation. But if you don't believe the government knows very much, it wouldn't make sense. It's just the natural growth of science.
Well, I think the government probably knows tremendously more than they're telling the public. But I just have the feeling from what I've heard from others out in the field that they're beginning to realize that this is a much more complicated phenomena. Same thing I've discovered over the years, and there's no one easy explanation for the unknown category. There's things out there, as I said for years, the phenomenon is so strange it protects itself.
Have you seen evidence of any hostile intent by UFOs?
No, you know, of all the cases I have, it's not something that it really shows up. You hear stories every once in a while, and you hear on a rare occasion of somebody who's possibly been injured by one. But this may have been just an indirect incident that involved possibly a propulsion system. But that's so rare. Even with Bigfoot cases, it's not something that we see. I mean, these things are very curious of people. They approach people closely. But there's no indication that they have any reason to go harm people, because we're just not seeing that historically.
What about other countries? Do you ever cover cases or do much research into what's happening elsewhere?
Well, I read what I can, but again, I'm so busy just trying to keep up with what's happening here in the state of Pennsylvania that I've pretty much kept my focus on what's going on here in the Keystone State.
So you have to just keep up with the things that are happening. Now, as you progress and as we all get older, do you have people to take over when you decide, you know, I've had enough, I might as well sit back and retire?
Well, I'm retired from my real job, and I've been doing this a little more, even though I've spent a lot of time babysitting my grandchildren. But I'm still very busy and active as long as I can be. And there are some younger researchers in the area that are kind of following my footsteps now. So hopefully there'll be others that will take over when the day comes.
Do you talk about UFOs with your grandchildren?
They're too young to understand it yet. So hopefully when they get older, we'll be able to discuss it. And who knows, maybe one of them will follow down in the path.
What about your children?
Well, my children are out of the air. Well, they're not in a position to be doing research right now.
They have lives.
They have lives.
When you were working, what did you do?
I worked in the electronics field all my life. I worked in electronics, and that's pretty much what I've done. And now I retired almost 3 years ago.
Electronics in what respect?
Well, in the early days, I worked on some communication stuff, and I worked in all type of advanced electronic sales and that type of thing, and worked in it for many, many years.
And it was a gig, I guess, where you had enough time to chase UFOs on the side.
Well, I worked it around my job, and calls would come here day and night, so I would, you know, follow up on all the cases. I had my three groups over the years who were very, very active, and so we responded to hundreds and hundreds of cases over the years.
Those groups, they're no longer around?
No, unfortunately. You know, I started the groups, like I said, the first one in 1970. I was basically pretty much paid for all the expenses out of my own pocket for many, many years. Back in those days, you know, we had no email. You had to pay for every stamp, every phone call. Things got very expensive, and did it for many, many years. But I've been working as an independent researcher since the end of 93.
So for the past 21 years, it's just been stamp.
That is correct.
What does the missus think when you chase around a UFO case?
My wife is very supportive. In fact, she's gone out with some interviews with me, and she goes to a lot of the UFO events that I speak at. And so she's very supportive of what I do.
All right. What are your plans for the future? You write books occasionally. You continue to cover the sightings. What do you expect to do over the next few years? We assume you're not going to retire ever from UFO research. That's what I'm
well,
feeling.
Well, I'm going to do what I continue to do. I continue to get reports, investigate as many as I can, continue to educate the public. I do a lot of lectures, both locally and nationally, and do a lot of radio and some TV shows on occasion, and trying to get information out there. And quite often it leads to very good leads where people report some very important sightings. And sometimes those sightings have very important little details that gives us some insight as to what we might be dealing with or some ideas anyhow.
Now, I have a question that just came in, and we have no time to have it answered. From Team Sheep Squatch, can you talk more about the portal that's believed to be in Derry, Pennsylvania, and the surrounding Laurel Highlands? You kind of mentioned portal stuff before, but you have only 45 seconds to respond.
All I can tell you is we don't know a lot, but that area along the ridge for years and years, people continue year after year to report different phenomena. And that, again, a lot of Bigfoot sightings, UFO reports, strange creature sightings, other anomalies up on top of the ridge over the years we've looked into. And we don't know why, but it happens. And even this year, we've heard reports out around that area, something going on. So we continue to go look into those cases, and hopefully someday we'll have more information on it.
Can you tell our listeners where they can check out more information about you?
Okay, well, they can get to my website, which is stangordon.info, I-N-F-O. My book, Silent Invasion, the Pennsylvania UFO Bigfoot Casebook, you'll find some amazing cases in it, and Really Mysterious Pennsylvania. They're available at Amazon.com or autographed copies from my website. And if they want to email me, it's paufo@comcast.net.
Okay, there we go. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. I can't explain why that happens. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. If you buy a copy of Stalking the Herd or any of his other books from Chris's site, he'll autograph them. With Stalking the Herd, he'll even number them. It'll be worth more, I think. You can check us out at theparacast.com, theparacast.com, where you can download every single episode of the show, dating back to 2006. Lots to listen to there. Stan Gordon, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.